A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Samach Zayin, Kesubas 67b, pagination is 134. Starting from the top, counting down about 10 lines, at the end of a line where the two dots are, Tanu Rabbanon. We learned. Our topic is Tzedakah allocation. And the Gemara says, De Machsoro, the Pasuk describing Tzedakah says that you should give him what he is missing. And we understand that to mean, Atametsuva Olav Lafarnaso, you have to give him what he needs to be supported. Viyatametsuva Olav Laoshro, but you don't have to give him enough to make him wealthy. That's not your job, to make him wealthy. Asher Yachsarlo, but what does it mean when it says what he's missing? So every person is missing a different amount. It depends what he's used to. And the Gemara tells us, Afilusus Lirkov Olav, there could be a case where a person is from a wealthy family, fell on hard times, and for him to maintain his dignity, he requires, in their culture, was a horse to ride on, Ve'eved loritz lefonov, and a person to lead it, to run in front of it, to be the town crier, to say he's coming. Amru alav al Hillel hazaken, they say a story about Hillel hazaken, that he indeed practiced this. He implemented this halacha on a particular occasion where he felt it was necessary. Shalokach la'ani ben tovim echad, there was a certain poor person from a very wealthy family, and he was missing this. He needed this for his self-esteem. Sus lirkov alav ve'eved lorutz lefanov, and Hillel hazaken obtained for him, purchased for him, a horse and a servant to run in front of him. In fact, pam achas lamotza eved lorutz lefanov, he couldn't find a servant to run in front of the person, v'rotz lefanov shlosha milin, and he did it himself because he held that's what this person needed for his self-esteem. So the Gemara is opening up for us a whole new perspective on tzedakah. This is not just to clothe and to feed. This is asher yechsar lo, what is the person missing based on where they're coming from, based on their needs, based on really understanding the person in trying times. Likewise, the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanon, on the last of the small lines, Maisa ba'anshe golul ha'elyon, there was a story in a certain region of Eretz Yisrael, Shalokhu la'oni ben tovim echad mitzipori, there was a certain local person from wealthy origins, and they purchased for him litra basar b'chol yom, a significant amount of meat on every day. So the Gemara says, litra basa my rabusa, it's a significant amount of meat, but it's not really worth recounting the story. That's what they needed to do. What's so earth-shattering about this story that you're recounting it? Amar Rav Huna says, you don't understand. Litra basa mishal ofos. It was a litra basar from birds' meat, which was much more expensive to come up with that kind of quantity of meat. V'iba yisema, and there's another interpretation of why this story was considered so significant, belitra basar mamish, that the money needed to obtain the meat. It's not that the meat was the amount of a litra, it's that the money needed to obtain the meat was the amount of a litra, and they went all out for this person because this is what he needed. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, Hasam Kfar Katan Hoya. You have to understand, the point of the story was that it was a small city, a small town. B'chol Yoma Hava Mafsid Ichiyusa Amatulasei, and the remaining parts would go to waste, and they nevertheless went out of their way to obtain this meat for this person because they felt that he was justified. That's who he was. That's what he needed. And it was a halacha of asher yechsar lo, because that's what he needed. So before we get to halacha, I want to do another little bit of the Gemara with stories, but to appreciate the insight over here that even if it's an item, I don't eat meat every day, but this formerly wealthy person does eat meat every day, it could be that it's proper, or in some cases incumbent upon me, to support his need, because his lacking of this need causes the same amount of pain for him as my lacking, chas v'shalom, whatever it is that's important to me. So for me, it may be a cup of orange juice. For him, it may be a quarter pound burger. But the amount of pain is indeed significant, and therefore the Gemara says they were addressing that pain that he would have been in if he wouldn't have had this for himself. Again, we'll see in Halacha how it's going to be handled with much more balance and sensitivity. But over here, as we understand it, simply they were capable of doing this and therefore they did it. Hahuda asa lekameh de Rav Nechemya. It was a person who came to Rav Nechemya Omalei, and Rav Nechemya asked him, "Bama'ata soed, what are you used to eating?" Omalei, and he answered, "Bevasar shomein v'yayin yoshan, I usually have fatty meat and old wine." So Rabbi Nechemya says, like, I don't have that. You want to join me? What I have, I'll share. I have beans. You want to join me? Gilgal imo ba'adoshim umes. So this person of wealthy stock joined him in the beans and he died from it. Omar, Rabbi Nechemya, assessed the situation and said, "Oy lo lozeh, woe to this person, Shahargo Nechemya, that Nechemya killed him." He said on himself, "I killed him," but the oy, the woe, was on the deceased person. He didn't say oy on himself, that he felt himself guilty. So he did it, it was caused by him, it happened on his watch, but he didn't take the blame for it directly. So the Gemara asks, Adaraba, on the contrary, a good quote over here would have been, "Oyla Nechemya, Shargo Lazeh, Wot Nechemya, that I killed him." Miboyle, that's what he should have said. And the Gemara answers, "Ela iuhu delo iboyle lefnuke nafshe kulehai." Rabbi Nechemya held that this person had trained himself into delicacies, and that's why his body couldn't handle it. So he acknowledged that the terrible incident happened through him. It's like the equivalent of like a chiyuv galus. It was a mistake that happened through me. But he didn't say oy on himself, because he held the oy was on the person who trained himself with such delicacies, leaving himself so vulnerable to the circumstances that he was in. One more story. Hahuda asa lekamei de Rava. There was a story of a person who came to Rava, Amalo, and Rava said to him, "B'mata soid, what do you usually have?" Amalo b'tar negolus p'tuma v'yayin yashin. I usually have a fattened bird and old wine. Amalei, and Rava actually engaged him in dialogue and said to him, "V'lo chayshes l'duchka d'tzibura, aren't you worried that you're a burden on the public?" Amalei, and this person answered, "Ato mididhu koachilna, midrachmana koachilna. You think that I'm eating off the public plate? I'm eating from what Hashem gives me." Ditinyana, because we learned, "Ene kolelecha yisabeiru. Everybody looks towards Hashem for their sustenance. Ve'ata, and you Hashem, nosen lohem esochlam bi'ito. You give each one their food, their sustenance in their time, singular. Bi'itam lo ne'emar, it doesn't say plural, in their time, times. Ela bi'ito, in his time. It's tailor-made for the individual." So this person answered, "Rava malamich kolechad ve'echad nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu parnasasa bi'ito." Hashem gives each one his personal parnasa, and he held that this is what he needed, and this is what he expected, and he did not feel that he was a burden on the public. He felt that he was sustained from Hashem, and I guess he held that if you give it to him, you're giving a big zchus. That's what he needs, and that's what he's entitled to. So Rava presumably stood there in astonishment. Adohochi, meanwhile, Asoi Achse de Rava, the sister of Rava, showed up, the Lochazila Teleser Shani, that hadn't seen him in 13 years, Va'asyale, and brought him Tarnagolas Petuma, the exact menu that this poor man described, the fattened bird, V'yayin Yashan, and the old wine. Omar, so Rava said, Maidikama, what just happened? He realized that this needs contemplation. Omar lay, and he turned to the poor man, and he said, Nesiloch, I spoke overly harshly to you. I shouldn't have given you Musar. I see that you're authentic. You're a Baal Bitachon. This is really where you're holding. This is what you need. And Hashem clearly provided it for you. Kumechol, come. This gift that my sister brought is really brought because of you. And you should enjoy it. As a practical matter, we're being shown some different perspectives on how far we could possibly take this. The Aruch HaShulchan comments in Siman Reish Nun, Sif Yud Aleph, Kol Zeh HaYatov Bizman SheYisrael Hayu Al Mechonam. This concept of supporting a wealthy person who has fallen on hard times according to the wealthy standards that he is used to, that only works when we're a strong Jewish community. The description was when people were living in Eretz Yisrael and they made a good living, most of the people, va'aniyim ayu mu'atim, and there were very few poor people, and therefore the tzedakah that people allocated was sufficient to support such a perspective. He describes the extreme of the life that he lived in. Parnasasenu me'avir. We're not allowed to own land, and we're barred from many professions, and our sustenance is like from the air. It's miraculous. V'anunuzonim b'mon kibidor hamidbar. He writes in his time that they were living like on the mon in the generation that was in the desert. Ve'ein begeder klal, and it's just not on the radar screen, lahaspik l'chol ha'aniyim demach sorom, to give everybody who's fallen on hard times according to their former lifestyle. As a practical matter, our times, of course, are better than the Aruch HaShulchan's times. We do have better wherewithal. We don't typically go to the extremes described in the Gemara in the times of Hillel HaZaken, but we do take this into account when we assess a person's needs. Not everybody's different, and you have to take into account the enormity of pain that a person is from a change of lifestyle, and sometimes a transition allocation is appropriate to assist a person through difficult times. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.